Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced String Orchestra, and welcome to the 2013 CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival. My name is Dr. John Felder, and it'll be my pleasure to listen to you. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Very big group. Thousands of you on stage. It's really clear what the rhythms are. Very nice. Yeah, maybe can you crescendo that? And can you make that last note, the downbeat, a little bit longer? Da da dee da dee da 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 da. Remember, you want to make the end of a phrase always musical. And I think one way is to make sure that the last note is held full value. Be more careful with that C-sharp cellos. Okay, now this is a very large ensemble, but I bet you can play more softly than that. Don't rush first. Now, most of you are doing a nice job with the hooking. Some of you are still not quite in the feel of the triplets. Yeah, viola's more from you. Yeah, I know it says piano, but... Yeah, and you know, it needs to be more legato. Not as we had it before, the staccato. Now, you're doing a great job, and I'm picking on the little tiny details, but can I be picky? 124 is way too soft, way too loud, way, 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 way. How thrilling can you make it? Very nice. Lovely sonority. Cellos and basses are doing a beautiful job of... I would make the last note long. Da-da-da-da. Very nice cellos and basses. Very difficult temporary key. And you guys are playing it as if it's C major. Yeah, yeah. Make sure that you do your accelerating together. Don't let it get beyond comfortable. Yeah, I love the ending. And I like the, what your the conductor has done. I think he does it in a way that makes it very clear what he wants. A couple of quibbles, but that is a really wonderful performance. A piece that high school ensembles often do and sometimes don't do nearly as well. So very nice job. So make more of the softs. Try to make more of a distinction between the marcato and the legato articulation of the melody. It's very clear where that is. Don't shortchange the last notes of phrases. Okay. And then when you change your tempo, when you modify the tempo as you do in the accelerando before 9, you got to be thinking right together. Okay? Now for deja vu. Her music, that you could almost follow your conductor all of the time. Yeah. Okay, that B flat is a new one, so if you can really lean on, whenever a composer introduces a new accidental, it seems like he or she wants you to lean on it. Don't let the energy down. You're part of a chain. You have to accept the energy, the level that you heard from the previous section. Here. After that faster tempo, it's a little hard for us to come back to this slow tempo, and you're doing a very lovely job with it. Now, my my taste would be, in this section, to have everything absolutely legato. So, between bow changes, we would not have any space. Da, da, di, da, da, di, da, da. Same thing. Can you hear that there's a little space between the F and the D's in measure 81 seconds in violas? Can you make this section so connected that even when there's a bow change, the sound doesn't stop? Good. Again, violas, you're doing a great job. Can you give us a little bit more in that change? Flowing, okay? Just a little sense of pulse. Don't let the bow stop. Good, take your time. Underneath players with the half notes, keep that half note going into the downbeat. Lovely sound again from the cellos. I love the way you have full value before the rest in measure 98. Make more of that 7 B flat. Yeah, everybody's got to watch to it right together. Okay. Love the way you keep the vibrato going. Very pro. You do so many things so very well. Bravo. So, I would say only two minor quibbles, or basically two. In the more legato part, that you work harder to keep the sound continuous even when the bows change. And then in the more energetic, that you get maybe perhaps a little closer to the frog or closer to the bridge and relax the wrist so we hear that tick tick tick, you know. Okay, now Rock Canyon Club. Now be careful when you're moving to the 16th. I know this is a different style, but it almost sounds like a triplet. Ya-ta-ta-ti-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ta-ya-ta-ka-ti. So if you're going to switch styles, you have to do it right. So, I think this one could use a little bit more tension. Attention, you're getting the 16ths right together. Now, we don't quite line up. Again, I think in this section of 25, perhaps a little shorter bows, a little bit closer to the bridge and frogs, and we can hear. It's a rather resonant hall. Again, everybody's doing a very nice job, but we're not doing justice, quite justice, to the yat-tika-taka-taka, yat-tika-taka-taka-ta. Okay. equal battle between all the violins and the cellos. Maybe if we could get the balance a little bit better in this section, around 51, 56, etc. That the staccatos really need to bite. You don't get too many of them. They get, give a little bit more time to the triplet. Be-la-da. Very lovely solo. I don't see a piano on stage, and I think it's just so much nicer without the piano. Thank you for leaving it out. Job with the triplets in A84. Yeah, cellos, you need to take more time with those 16s. Yakatikata on measure 87. Very nice playing, but not quite the attention to detail that you had in the earlier two pieces. Lively piece. It's very nice to switch to a completely different style, and that still has enough technical challenge to be interesting for you. But clearly, you put more of your emphasis in the other two pieces. So again, I want to thank you for your performance and congratulate you for how wonderfully you have progressed in a short time. So you're very lucky to have a terrific director who's giving you wonderful instruction. And you've given a real gift to the audience tonight. So thank you very much for your performance.